It's a bird? It's a plane? Nah, it's just Tuesday. Welcome everybody to Monday Senior. It is March 26, 2024. Thanks for listening to the Pinpoint Podcast. I'm Max Crawford along with the Chief, Shel Winkley. Chilly start to the day and some changes on the way. More on that in just a little bit. But first, Shel Winkley with some extraterrestrial details.
Lots of calls, lots of emails, lots of Facebook messages about people that saw a bright light in the sky on Monday evening, drifting through, and then big old ring that kind of came from it. And I made the sound. It's a very bad dramatization of the actual sound, but there was an audible sound as the sound barrier was broken. What are we talking about here? If you've been on our Facebook page, mine specifically, you will find a video of the light. It was a SpaceX rocket. It is the Falcon 9 Heavy. It took 23 brand new shiny Starlink satellites into space to beam internet back down here to Earth. And what we saw was the back burning of the booster. So it turned direction and it slowed down so it didn't get too hot coming back into the gravity of Earth as it was coming back, the reusable part of the rocket ship. So no aliens, no need to call Will Smith, at least not this time. But hey, you better call a friend and get outside and enjoy this day. At the least, open a window. Do that for me, would you? It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's chilly as we start things off, but there is sunshine from start to finish and daytime highs that are only topping off in the mid and upper 60s. Now, some of us might think that's a little too cool. And in late March, yeah, you're not completely wrong. We're running about 5 to 8 degrees below the average for this time of the year, but it's going to be absolutely gorgeous to get out and enjoy.
We turn the page from Tuesday to Wednesday, and then we look another rain chance dead in the face. Now, it's not nearly as widespread of a rain and thunderstorm chance as what we started the week with, but latest model data suggests maybe at least a few of us will get in on some rain. This quick little disturbance zips across the state of Texas over the course of the day on Wednesday. By the time we get to Thursday, we're already looking at clear skies to get the morning started, and yes, it will be another chilly start. But in between, there comes a chance for some showers in the morning, and then maybe a couple thunderstorms late afternoon, early evening. As of right now, the one of more consequence could potentially be the late afternoon and evening, because those showers in the morning may very well be the type of situation where we just don't see a lot of that activity actually reach the ground. This system's going to be a little bit moisture starved, so it'll be hard to get those early morning showers going, but it is certainly a possibility. But that same atmospheric profile could lend itself to maybe some strong wind gusts or potentially even some small hail in some of the thunderstorms that could form, especially across central Texas, by Wednesday afternoon. Storm Prediction Center has an area across central Texas, including Waco, and then our northernmost counties in the 1 out of 5 or marginal risk for severe weather. And it's primarily for those reasons just stated. Not a huge concern with this, but it is something that I think will be worth watching as we finish up our Wednesday plans and start to get ready to have dinner, go to bed eventually, things like that. We'll fine tune that as we get a little bit closer, but overall, not a huge concern for Wednesday. Headed into the rest of the week, things are looking clear and chilly once again. Again, Thursday morning, you are definitely going to want the jacket. Friday and Saturday, you probably will too, but you will notice each and every morning things getting just a little bit warmer. And of course, we know who to thank for that, the Gulf of Mexico. And with the warmer mornings comes also warmer afternoons. High temperatures in the upper 70s for both Thursday and Good Friday. Saturday right on into Sunday, we're talking highs in the low to mid 80s. Going to be a little bit toasty out there by the time we get to Easter afternoon, but in the morning shouldn't be too bad. If you're getting up and about to do some Easter egg hunting, you might even be able to rock the short sleeves as early as those early morning services.
Just a quick gander for you into next week. Some changes will be coming. I think on Monday, we could actually climb a little closer to 90 degrees for the first day of April. And hopefully that's just an April Fool's joke that we're playing for you, and we can bring those temperatures down a bit. What we do know, though, is that another weather maker will be working its way towards Texas, which should be around here early to midweek, meaning another cold front is coming and another chance for rain and a few thunderstorms is coming as well. Now, what's interesting is some of our extended forecast data as we get into, say, the day 9, day 10 range does try to create rain that would also hold temperatures to a chillier feel. We're talking more unseasonably cool than what we'll be dealing with here today. Well, let's stick. We got some work to do. But do know that changes will be coming as we walk into the first few days of April.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Tuesday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Again, it's just going to be a gem of a day. Do yourself a favor, skip a responsibility and get out there and just make sure that you soak in at least a little bit of this beautiful one. For Max Crawford, I am Shel Winkley. We'll catch you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.